It's October. What's happening in the natural world? Here is Boulder naturalist Ruth Carol Cushman.
And it's beautiful early morning light. The Flatirons look almost translucent with that first blush of rose. Appropriately enough, we're in Bear Canyon hoping to find a bear. Oh my goodness, there's a hummingbird right overhead. Ah, well, if we don't find a bear, at least we have a hummingbird, and it seems a little bit late in the year for them. Oh my goodness, there's a big mound of poop here, but you know, I really think that's raccoon poop, not bear. It doesn't look quite big and splatty enough for a bear, but it's full of seeds. So it's a sign that some animal has been feasting around here. And yeah, that's one reason you can know that bears are around, if you see their poop, which is usually kind of a big, like a platter of poop. 2 weeks ago, I was coming down the Saddle Rock Trail, and there was a bear coming up the trail. I was thrilled, but I didn't really want to meet him in a narrow little canyon, so I crossed it on the other side of the creek, and he just moseyed on up his side of the creek. If you do encounter a bear, of all things, don't run from it. Just try to slowly walk away, unless the bear started coming to me, and then I would definitely try to look big and yell and scream and wave my arms. Oh, and a big flock of magpies just flew over. They eat everything and anything, and they're omnivorous. And bears also are omnivorous. They eat the fruit, including very tiny blueberries, apples. They will eat almost anything, including, if they catch them, probably small mammals. But they're unlikely to eat a person.
Ruth Carol Cushman is a Boulder naturalist and the co-author of the Colorado Nature Almanac and Boulder Hiking Trails.